Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. And yes, we're almost through the heat of summer. We'll tell you more about that in a bit. We're also almost to the beginning of hunting seasons. And our guest today is going to give us some insight into availability of ammunition, maybe something new, things for the field. And we're going to start with bird hunting, both dove as well as the early teal season. John Hurlitz, El Jefe of Carroll's Gun Shop in Wharton, Texas, will be joining us. We've got that, plus news from around the state as well as the nation. So y'all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
KXYZ time, 27 minutes before 10 o'clock.
If you've ever listened to the radio or watched TV and thought, how'd they do that?
Then stop by the Texas Broadcast Museum. In downtown Kilgore, you'll find something that's both educational and a lot of fun. Try your hand at being a TV newscaster or weather person. It's time to visit the Texas Broadcast Museum, East Main and downtown Kilgore, and at texasbroadcastmuseum.org.
Marked by a fleet for mankind.
It's where Texas broadcast history lives.
You tell them that old cousin Tom Sherwood, that he sent you, will you?
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And top of the program, talked about we're almost through the heat of summer. I'm checking the Old Farmer's Almanac, checking Bob's resources, you know, just comparison to what others are saying. And if we can get through next weekend.
Okay.
Then there's going to be a cool down, and it's amazing. And Bob, you'll appreciate this because we always talk about who's right, who's wrong, who's the most accurate. They always bring that cooler weather in the forecast early, and then they move it away. But it looks like we're going to have some nice mornings to get the get the day started. And then a cool down by the time we get on into September and certainly by October. And, man, the extended forecast, and that's always a real if, it looks like we could get more of the white stuff than normal.
Oh, really?
In Texas, yeah, and colder weather. So it's going to really play with our fishing and hunting pursuits.
I know you're an AccuWeather fan. Do they have any extended predictions?
Yeah, but they're not as bad as some of the others, you know. I mean, as far as really getting out there. And the ones that are really bad are on YouTube, some of these podcasters,
right,
that come up, and they're, you know, they've been saying we're going to have a cool down for a while. So you just have to monitor it and check a variety of sources and go from there. Hunting season will open on September 1. First time that all dove zones open at the same time.
Oh.
Bye-bye to the old special South Texas white wing season, the two weekends that you're able to start hunting at noon on Saturday and Sunday, the first two weekends in September. Now, doesn't happen anymore. Now it's all starting on September 1, and then later in the month we've got the early teal season. And we knew last year when we provided the information on the survey of waterfowl on blue-winged teal, numbers had dropped down below the level that could have an extended season, and it's just going to be the normal, I believe it's 9 days, you know, as opposed to a longer period of time. What do you got in the way of the national scene?
Well, our friends at the Department of the Interior, they just announced the largest expansion of hunting and sport fishing opportunities in the history of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Interior Department said more than 92 million acres, or over 95% of National Wildlife Refuge System lands, are now open to hunting. The final rule delivered 1,488 new hunting and sport fishing opportunities across 32 states, including Texas. An opportunity is defined as the ability to hunt or fish a specific species at a specific location. For hunters in Central Texas, a documented station included in the expansion of the Balcones Canyonlands National Wildlife Refuge. Proposed changes at this refuge include expansions for migratory bird and upland game hunting, in addition to opening and expanding big game hunting. America's hunters and anglers now have something significant to look forward to in the fall as we plan to open and expand hunting and fishing opportunities nationwide. We are also promoting good government by reducing the regulatory burden and working with the states to facilitate these outdoor activities, said the Secretary of the Interior, Doug Burgum. Interior Department said expansion increases access at 111 field stations, including 107 national wildlife refuges and four national fish hatcheries. Also marks the first time hunting or sport fishing will be permitted at 14 refuges and three hatcheries.
Oh, you threw it.
Expand, yes.
Okay.
A lot of stuff.
Absolutely. And for those that are looking for a place to hunt, don't forget Texas Parks and Wildlife's $48 annual hunting permit. That was originally conceived to facilitate and provide opportunities to hunt dove. And for $48, you've got access to over a million acres here in the Lone Star State. And don't forget about the draws that are taking place. I found it interesting that on the Silver Lake, that was a big portion was donated by the Moody Foundation. And that's out west and northwest of Uvalde, that they are doing a draw for white-tailed deer.
Oh.
But they have a caveat that says, or unlimited exotics.
Oh, my.
And as I look at different properties and listings from different brokers, I always see two things. Elk.
Mm-hmm.
And I see black bear.
Okay.
Of course, black bear are a protected species right now, unregulated, or just protected, not available to hunt for any reason. But what concerns me is, have mentioned, and we're going to continue to mention this, that in 1997, elk were blindsided with an amendment tacked on a piece of legislation and changed from a game animal with a designated season to a non-game animal. And the Texas Bighorn Sheep Society has pushed to basically wipe out elk.
Oh.
Because they could carry brucellosis and they might infect or have an adverse impact on desert bighorn sheep that are trying to be reestablished.
Right.
Of course, the biggest challenge for desert bighorn sheep is the audit, okay, that truly gets into their same territory. So we're going to be telling you more about that as it comes along. Anything else on the national scene of interest?
Well, something that you probably already knew anyway, but when it comes to conserving and improving wildlife habitat, few organizations do it better than Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Work especially important in the wake of devastating wildfires that have plagued the West in recent years. Our MEF is stepping up to the plate in a big way, committing $3 million to wildfire restoration efforts over the next 3 years. This comes on the heels of $3.3 million they committed since 21, which helped leverage another $11 million in partner contributions. Pretty good operation there.
Absolutely. All right, it is our time to check the CCA Star Tournament leaderboard. That's winding down, and the tournament will end on Monday, Labor Day Monday, September 7. Lead us off, Harold.
Okay, again, our favorite category, the Little Nippers. That's the Star Kids Scholarship Division. The leader will get a $30,000 scholarship, and they pay down four more places, $20,000, $15,000, $7,500, and $2,500. And leader right now, still, actually, Faith Lavender, who is nine, sheep's head leader. It's a 5-pound, 11-ouncer. And gaff top leader, 6 pounds even, Jake Tortorese, who is 10.
In the Star Teen Scholarship Division, same payout, $30,000 for the leader and all the way down to $2,500 for a fourth runner-up. Sheep's head leader, Zoe DuBose, of 8 pounds, 14 ounce, and Kelly Jordan is our gaff top leader at 5 pounds, 8 ounces.
Okay, the inshore division. These are leaders by weight. Sheep's head leader, 9 pounds, 15 ounce, Ramon Zapata, gaff top, 5 pounds, 15 ounce, Oren Ellis Jr., black drum, 14 pounds, 2 ounce, Rosalind Biano.
In the half power offshore division, Daniel Rowe leads Kingfish. That's a 30 pound minimum. He caught a 43-pound, 5-ounce smoker. In Dorado leader, 20-pound minimum, Tate Schuster. 41-pound, 10-ounce leads. Ling or Cobia, 50-pound minimum. Ruben Hinojosa Jr., 68-pound, 6 ounces. And Red Snapper leader, 20-pound minimum. Robert Beige, 22 pounds even.
And the Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division, these tag redfish out there, they're waiting for you to catch them. They want you to catch them. And if you do and you qualify, you will get a Ford F-150, brand new Haney Boat, Mercury Motor, Coastline Trailer. And right now, four have been certified. Matthew Silva Sr., Michael Keene, Connor Stevens, and Bradley Sutton.
And there is one package that remains available for the next person that catches and gets certified with a tagged redfish. And then there are five packages available in that division without the Ford F-150.
Right.
In the blue tag division, three boat packages have all been claimed and certified. And now we're into the Academy gift cards, five of them. We've got five more sets of gift cards to give away. All right. That covers this.
Yes, I think it does.
Then we're going to take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, we've got more Texas Outdoor News headed your way.
America's best-selling truck for 49 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 49 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 49 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
When faced with the need for periodontal or implant services, the first thing you want is a good referral. I know from experience, and my dentist referred me to Dr. Charles Dyer. From the start, I was glad he did because beginning with my first appointment, through every follow-up, there were no long waits and just a warm welcome from his staff and right on in. Dr. Dyer's experienced staff makes the whole process easy, from a friendly greeting and a comfortable and relaxed atmosphere to quickly handling the paperwork and timely phone reminders of appointments. They're justly proud of being at the forefront of technology and surgical techniques, allowing them to offer a wide range of services and every procedure necessary. Dr. Dyer is consistently named one of Houston's top dentists. The office is conveniently located on Spring Cypress Road off Highway 290 in the Cypress area. I'm more than pleased with my experience and proud to personally refer you to Dr. Charles Dyer. Online, Google Dr. Charles Dyer in Cypress or call 281-304-9911. That's 281-304-9911. Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our program is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind, and I installed one of those last fall, and it is amazing. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, accessories, their new cottonseed feeder, and more at blind.com. Remember, since 1980, it is the blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D. Also, dealer inquiries are welcomed.
And on the Blind's website, their e-commerce is set up and rolling, and you can place an order there. You can pick, you can place orders for parts. If you want to change out a panel or change out that half door to a full door, upgrade or buy new. You can also see the product line at Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg, all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. D&D Hardware in LaGrange, E-Bar Feeds, two locations, one in one in Gonzales and the other in Hallettsville, Gibson's in Kerrville, Moisway Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, Moore's Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady, West Texas Game Feeders in San Angelo, and Wilford Enterprises, two locations, Koontz and Buna.
Okay. Checking the Texas Outdoor Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend and Sunday. This Saturday and Sunday are rated as good. Monday and Tuesday are first of the two best days for the week. Wednesday and Thursday are two more good ones. Friday and next Saturday are best days, 3 and 4. Next Sunday, another good day. This weekend, look for game to be active from either side of sunrise. Continue to feed until either side of the noon hour. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll see this major feeding period of the day from early morning until early afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game most active from late morning until late afternoon. Next weekend, look for game to be actively feeding from either side of the noon hour until very late in the afternoon. On Friday, August the 28th, there will be a full moon. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Monday through next Saturday, there will be a double tide schedule each day, two highs, two lows. Next Sunday, a three tide day, two high tides, just one low.
On the coast, as well as our lakes, got some good news for you. Kids are back in school.
There you go. All right.
And that means the crowds are much, much less than they had been. On the coast, some great fishing in the surf continues. Water's very warm. And that from the beach, first gut at first light, great fishing for speckled trout. On the upper coast, a lot of people tend to overlook the short rigs. And usually those are 3-4 miles offshore. Excellent fishing taking place. Out of southwest Louisiana, reports saying that speckled trout has kind of been the headliner for their catch. Few redfish along with a few flounder. and everybody's staying pretty much inside the lake because the fishing has been so good. Heading on back down the Texas coast, you've got coming up the shrimp migration, and there's going to be a move not only in southwest Louisiana, but also over on Sabine Lake, Galveston. People looking for any opportunity to get away from a crowd, take a look at San Luis Pass, but be careful. And when I say that, if you don't know how to navigate out, there's a big change. Did a piece in the August issue of Texas Outdoors Journal talking about that connection between the Gulf of America and our Bay Areas. Great opportunities in Christmas in Bastrop Bays, on up Chocolate Bay and Chocolate Bayou, areas around Bird Island, great fishing. Just be careful when you if you do any fishing in the surf, and move away from the pass, either on the backside or out on the beachfront. Heading to Matagorda, good fishing taking place. Captain Tommy Kuntz tells us that this is his favorite time of year, with redfish on the prowl, and he's fishing West Matagorda Bay for redfish. Excellent fishing along the shorelines and along the guts and bars that run along the shoreline of Matagorda Peninsula and Matagorda Island. Further down the coast, an area we had Captain Lynn Smith on a couple of weeks ago talking about fishing San Antonio Bay. And let me tell you what, that is just a massive, massive reef complex. If you've not taken a look at it, go to Google Earth, find San Antonio Bay, and it'll give you some insight into what's available, then get you a chart and plot you a strategy to go catching fish. It's not far from Cedar Bayou. In behind St. Joe Island, you've got some great fishing, both along the beachfront, which is on the outside, as well as in the back lake areas. Playing the rise and fall of tidal movement is excellent. We'll have some tidal movement as we head into the fall months. And again, fishing has been awesome. Either side of the JFK Causeway, good fishing on some grass flats in the upper Laguna Madre, as well as on down toward the land cut. Baffin Bay area has been producing some big fish. There's been some solid fish showing up in the 25 to 29-inch range. Occasionally a 30-incher will show up, but awesome, awesome fishing. Get down past the land cut, you've got Port Mansfield. And let me tell you what, the land cut just serves as a separation between the two areas, the south end of the upper Laguna Madre as well as the upper end of the lower Laguna Madre. Some beautiful, beautiful water and some great fishing in the lower Laguna Madre from the Arroyo on down to Port Isabel. Tremendous opportunities to be in the backcountry, backwater areas, as well as around, you know, some of the channels and deeper cuts, great wade fishing taking place. And don't forget, when it comes to coastal fishing, still have not heard an official close to the red snapper season in federal waters. Check before you go, but certainly the inshore fishing in state waters out to 9 nautical miles continues. Checking on our inland lakes, we really haven't had any rain in a while, and that's reflective in some of the water levels that are just slowly starting to drop down and decline. Corpus Christi Bay, almost full. I think it's about 92% of capacity. Falcon Reservoir has been on slow rise, flooding some vegetation, and that area always turns on with black bass. Look for some good fishing on Falcon Reservoir coming up. Medina Lake, people are actually running boats on Medina. That is so cool. Such a beautiful lake,
yeah,
surrounded by the hill country. Amistad Reservoir has been on a slow rise, and you know, some good fishing is available there. OH Ivy, haven't really talked about it. Schooling activity has been the predominant activity so far, and that will continue until we get into cooler water temperatures in the fall. Use the resources rather than going, oh, we're going to go to where we always fish. Talk to our buddy Richard Ju from China Garden.
Right.
And he said catfish bite has been kind of on and off. When it's on, it's been very good. When it's off, it's a little slower. But some good fishing being caught, as well as some early fall crappie fishing on Lake Conroe. And that lake is pretty well filled up, as is most of the lakes in East Texas. On the hunting scene, wish we had a drum roll. That'll work. Dove season opens in 10 days from this weekend. That's just amazing.
Yeah.
As we mentioned during the program, the early north zone, central, and south zone will all open September 1. Also opening, which is really a continuation, the physical year for Texas Parks and Wildlife closes August 31st. And then the new physical year opens up September 1. And you're going to have the south zone javelina season. Don't forget, those are being accepted by Boone and Crockett as well as Pope and Young and the other open squirrel counties. All right, Harold, what are you driving?
Yeah, this is a Whopper. It's a new model from the folks at Lexus. This is the 26 LX700H. And this is a big, gorgeous SUV, 3.4-liter V6 with a hybrid assist, 457 horsepower on that thing, made it to a 10-speed automatic transmission, 8,000 pounds of towing capacity with the integrated tow hitch. They have a crawl control with turn assist, active height control, so you can raise it from 8.1 inches to 12.1. Adaptive variable suspension, obviously a solid operator on the highway, but off the road they've got settings for mud, sand, snow, and dirt. I've never seen a dirt setting before, but it's a big deal. It's incredibly plush, all the goodies that one would expect out of a Lexus. Certainly all of the safety advanced technology like blind spot monitor and 360-degree cameras, which I still find fascinating. Front and rear locking differentials, 18-inch alloy wheels. It's a 7-passenger vehicle, 2,400-watt power outlet in it, heated, ventilated second row, aside from the front row seats. So it's quite a vehicle, and this, of course, comes in at Bob money, $119,311. Plus TTNL.
Wow.
Got to throw that in there. But it's a Whopper. If you like that Mark Levinson premium sound and a lot of leather, check it out. The 26 Lexus LX700H.
All right. We mentioned hunting seasons are upon us. It's time to go shopping. Load up on ammunition and other gear. John Hurlitz, Carroll's Gun Shop. He's on his way.
All across our state, groups of everyday Texans are volunteering to adopt a highway and pick up litter. But what kinds of groups?
Girl Scout Troop 823.
The Soulmates Running Club.
Sigma Delta Nu Fraternity.
The Open Road Warriors.
Jefferson High Glee Club.
The Flock Stars Bird Watchers.
Literally thousands of groups are pitching in, but we still need yours. Adopt your 2 miles today. Get started at don'tmesswithtexas.org. A message from the Texas Department of Transportation.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saliner and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture's in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their new 52,000-square-foot headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde, and step back in time when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed Wildlife products still hold to those values today and are redefining the country feed store experience. Spear Ag's home of bagged cottonseed. They sell in bulk, plus deliver as well. And if you're getting ready for hunting season, want to have cottonseed, you also need to have your soils tested so that you can go to Spear Ag and have them work up a blend specifically for your property and your herd. For ranching and agricultural services, visit SpearAg.com. For more information on Spear Ag's FeederMax lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit FeederMaxFeed.com or just give them a call, 830-279-6156. That's 830-279-6156. Yes, hunting seasons are just around the corner, and we need to see availability of ammunition. Oh, we're going to be hunting some birds. First dove starting September 1, and then later in the month, the early teal season. And our resident expert on that is John Herlitz, Carroll's Gun Shop in Wharton. John, welcome back to the show.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right. I got a question for you right off the bat, because I think last year at this time, we were talking about some of the duplex loads, and I think that may have started with turkey loads, but also used for waterfowl. Did that ever transition over into dove or quail loads?
It has really not, and I think a lot of that has to do with it drives the price up enough that our average dove hunter who could shoot, you know, three or four boxes in an afternoon just doesn't want to pay that.
Well, and that leads me right into the next question of are what they call game loads, the dove and quail loads, little lighter loads, is that price driven? Is that really the seller? Are people doing some high brass stuff wanting better loads?
We still sell a lot of high brass, high velocity, ounce and a quarter loads here in Wharton County, largely because so many guys are using their duck gun to dove hunt with, and those big 3.5-inch guns just need that extra oomph to run reliably, especially when, you know, they, and I'm using air quotes here, they cleaned it at the end of duck season last year, meaning they probably hosed it down with WD-40 and wiped it off and threw it in the game.
Okay.
So sometimes those guns need a little bit of more muscle to run right.
Used to be that the game loads would have problems, particularly if there was any in the old 1100, Remington 1100s, mm-hmm. the port would get clogged up and it wouldn't cycle properly. Has that improved, or are people doing a better job of keeping their shotguns clean?
A little of both. I think the shotguns have improved a little bit if we go past the 1100s to some of the either the recoil operated guns that are Benelli's or Benelli clones, or the Beretta family of autoloaders that are gas operated. Those are just really, really reliable. Things have gotten more reliable, but people still shoot 1100s all the time. I always keep 1100 O-rings on the shelf so that when somebody comes in for dove season, we can ask them, if you're shooting 1100, how's your O-rings? And they go, oh, I don't know. So they spend $7 on a pack of O-rings and
yep.
and change them out, and then they're good to go.
Generally. Yeah, they are sweet guns. John, this Harold is,
hey,
as we're on this subject, as far as the firearms that people are using, are the autos the most popular, or how does it range with, you know, autos, over under, side by side, that kind of stuff? Pumps?
I would say if I had to put them in order mm-hmm. of use, I think pump guns are still probably at the top simply because it's price.
Yeah.
There are far more of them out there. And then we have autos and over and unders probably are about the same. And then in our neck of the woods, the side-by-side is not as popular as in other parts of the world. So that's probably at the very bottom.
Anything new in these rounds, though? We're talking about them, but is, you know, they're always wanting to sell you something. Has anything come out new as far as dove loads, quail loads?
On the shot shell side of things, no, there really isn't. We did see the really high-end non-toxic stuff like bismuth has all but disappeared because the price on bismuth has gone up so high that the manufacturers have said, well, I don't think we want to try to sell a $120 box of shotgun shells.
Mm. Let me ask you, with the tariffs that President Trump has imposed on various countries around the world, and prior to the shotguns coming out of, say, Turkey, that region of the world was pretty affordable. Have you seen mm-hmm. prices go up there, or is it the tariffs
Absolutely.
Impacted them?
Absolutely. Just about everything went up. The Turkish guns went up. The Italian guns went up. The German guns went up. The Brazilian guns went up. Fortunately, we don't import a ton of Chinese shotguns. So that really hasn't they went up a little bit, but that wasn't a big chunk of the business. But the Turkish guns have gone up probably 10 to 15% in, you know, the last year. And one of the big Turkish and Brazilian gun makers just had another 10% increase across, not 10 across the board, but a lot of it went up 10%.
Wow. Anything out of Japan with, like, Moroku?
They have not. I mean, they took a price increase for Browning and Winchester stuff,
uh-huh.
But not humongous.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break. We'll continue discussing firearms and ammunition availability with John Hurlitz right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Stop dreaming and start fishing. Memorial weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer with the CCA Star Tournament. Reel in one of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. Catch a tagged redfish to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package. 10 divisions in all. Real people win real prizes. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Progressive Insurance, Shoalwater Boats, Mustang Cat, and ABC 13. Sign up at StarTournament.org. Sign up now.
The finest and most complete gunsmithing services in the country are available at Briley Manufacturing in Houston, Texas. Briley can provide all your gunsmithing needs. Their gunsmiths are highly trained to work on your shotguns, handguns, and rifles. Shotgun services include forcing cone lengthening, pad installation, barrel porting, and custom stock fitting. Rifle services include muzzle brakes, custom triggers, optic mounting, and full cleaning. A complete line of handgun services are available, from custom 1911 work to refinishing options for all firearms. Since Briley is the world's leader in manufacturing shotgun chokes and tube sets, and builders of custom firearms from scratch like their amazing Raptor 22, if that part needed to fix a family heirloom is not available, they can make it. The vast Briley showroom is always fun to visit, and it's filled with new, used, and rare firearms, plus clothing, accessories, supplies, and more. The best for over 50 years. Visit Briley.com for information and direction. That's Briley, BRILEY.com.
We continue our conversation with John Hurlitz, owner of Carroll's Gun Shop in Wharton. John, we were talking about firearms as we headed into the break, and just curious, the 410, 20, and 12, still most popular, 16 and 28s, any movement there? I've heard some people talking about 16s,
yeah.
And I didn't know if they were having a flashback, you know, to days gone by.
Browning has introduced over the last several years a handful of the new A5 and 16 gauge, and they still have a couple of Satori's in the line in 16 gauge. I'm a huge 28 gauge fan.
Right.
And I think it's one of the best performing shot shells out there from just a pattern perspective, because the shot string is so much shorter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's denser. The pattern is a little denser, so there's just more pellets arriving in any space and time. And I sell a lot of 28 gauge guns, just about not everything made, but I've got Berettas and Brownings and Franckis and even Stevenses and pointers. And then Beretta and Benelli both make autoloaders in it that run like champs.
We were talking about shotguns and keeping them clean. What shape are y'all in for all of the solvents and patches and, you know, swabs and things of that nature?
We sell a lot of ProShot product. I'm really happy with their stuff, whether it's their general, their cleaner, their aerosol, you know, brake cleaner in a gun scrubber can kind of thing, and then their Zero Friction is a great lube, and their Pro Gold is a great grease. And then the full line of cleaning rods and brushes and swabs and patches, the whole thing. So we can handle anything from a 410 shotgun up to a 50 BMG rifle.
So WD-40 won't take care of all of it?
Not all of it. I mean, it's better than nothing, Carol, but it's really not ideal.
Yeah, if you use it, then you got to clean up with it.
You could also use Spam cooking spray, too. If
there you go. You know. Yeah. Well, I had a friend of mine at my place though, one time, and he was in a stand, and he'd loaned his rifle. It was a 700, and he'd loaned it to somebody, and he didn't realize that they had put WD-40 all over it. And he pulled the trigger, and nothing happened. And as he's looking down going, what happened? Then the hammer fell.
It was
so gummed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, a few years ago, you got me out of a jam. We were doing a dove hunt together and was looking for the Mojo lineup of decoys, the Voodoo and the Dove of Flicker. And in my opinion, that combination is a game changer to increase your birds in bag compared to spent. Are they still popular?
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, I'm looking at out my office door. I'm looking at a pile of Mojo Dove about 3 feet high and Dove of Flickers about 2 feet high.
I shared that with you before when we were setting this up, and last year at the San Antonio Hunters Extravaganza, I was expounding upon the virtues of the combination of the Voodoo and the Dove of Flicker, and this guy said, I'll tell you how impressed I am with it. I just got back from a trip to Argentina, and I kept 4 bird boys busy keeping the birds picked up around the Dove of Flickers and the Voodoo Dove.
Wow.
That's where there's plenty of shot opportunities.
Oh, I imagine.
Yeah, yeah. Let's shift gears for a minute, because it's not that far off. Some guys heading to the high country may need something, but... any shortage that you're seeing in centerfire big game loads, rifles, cartridges?
Not really. It seems that things have leveled out for the most part. There's some of the brand new stuff, like some of the new steel, I hate to say steel cased, but the non-metallic case stuff, the backcountry stuff, the 7 backcountry and the 6.5 Creedmoor Plus Peak that's increasing velocities by 200 and 300 feet per second. Some of that stuff just hasn't come out in big quantities yet. But our run-of-the-mill stuff, our Hornady Precision Hunter stuff, our Federal Power Points, our Winchester, regular deer rifle loads, all of that stuff is I hate to say back to normal, but pretty much back to normal.
I just saw where the National Shooting Sports Foundation has released information as we head toward the midterms and, of course, looking ahead to 2028, that the liberal left is in the process of ramping up and taking the anti-gun And if you can't get the gun, get the ammunition.
Right.
You know, they're starting to build that those talking points.
Yeah, that's nothing really new. They have been talking about figuring out ways to, you know, whether it's strangle lead or copper or powder or something like that. I don't think they've had much success at it because you're also sort of getting into strangling business at that point.
Absolutely.
So I'm not sure. I haven't heard a whole lot about it in the last couple of years out there. But the suppressor news has been dominating the news, the 2A news cycle for the last couple of weeks anyway. So
I'm glad you mentioned that. We're about out of time. But are you all selling suppressors and seeing the quick turnaround on licensing?
We are selling suppressors as the status quo. And yes, we are seeing on Form 4s, we're seeing days generally. And so there's some outliers, but generally just days instead of many, 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 many months.
Tell you what, if you like the small town atmosphere with big selection and great customer service, you owe it to yourself to go to Carol's Gun Shop in Wharton. Just a fun place to walk in, pull up, walk in, and find a host of people that know what they're talking about. John Hurlitz, we appreciate you joining us today on Texas Outdoor News.
Always fun, guys. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, John. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals. Because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what do we got?
Yeah, August 24th, Deep East Texas Chapter of National Wild Turkey Federation Hunting Heritage Banquet in Jasper at the Maroon Ridge Event Center. Go to nwtf.org for info on that. August 27th, San Marcos Chapter Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet at the San Marcos Activity Center. Go to ducks.org on that one. August 31, 25, 26, fishing hunting licenses expire, and of course the new ones are on sale right now, so get that done, folks. Okay, so you can go to one of those great events or go hunting in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 49 years running, and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more. They have kits that include like one of each. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. They hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. For our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products, free, same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free, same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, John Hurlitz, Carroll's Gun Shop in Wharton, Texas. Let me tell you, I just can't speak highly enough about the product line that they carry, the level of service that's available, and if you need some service from an order standpoint,
right,
place an order for something special, go in and see John and his team of folks there. Coming up next week, Owen Fitzsimmons, the Dove guy.
The Dove guy.
Yeah, right before the start of the opening of Dove season, we're going to be seeing what's coming up, what shape doves are in, and maybe some opportunities where to go. We've been wet, and then all of a sudden it got dry on us, which is fine.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll concentrate the birds a little bit more. So excited to get that as we head into hunting season.
Indeed.
And we'll always talk about a little fall fishing.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay, friends, do remember to check our website out, texasoutdoornews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. Plus, we archive the show. So up at the top, it says listen to our show. You can click on that, and the shows are listed by date and guest. And, of course, do remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So whether you're on the water or in the woods, be safe out there so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.